This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. And now, here are some easy rhymes with bass ways to make money in Detroit. That was the headline without the rhyming in a recent Jalopnik blog by my next guest, Aaron Foley. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Zoe. How are you?
Good. So you came up with this list. What's behind it?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody in Detroit right now is thinking like, oh, there's so much opportunity, there's so many things to do. If only I had the money to do this, or if only I had the time and the effort to do this. And, I was just thinking of all these ideas that I've, you know, driven around town or talked with people about. And, you know, it was just this thing of like, wouldn't it be cool if we had this? You know, these are all the things that I would do.
So let's go through a couple of them. A gay bar inside of a firehouse.
Yes, that is something that, you know, I live like two blocks away from a firehouse that I'm not sure what the city is doing with it. Sometimes I see firefighters there, sometimes I don't. But, you know, I thought of like how Anderson Cooper, you know, he's openly gay and he lives in a firehouse. And it just seems like one of those things, you know, there's only like three or four gay bars in the city of Detroit. There's so many empty firehouses. This seems like a no-brainer. You can have this atmosphere, these beautiful buildings, and why not?
And let's keep going through the list. A vegan Coney Island.
Okay, this is something that I personally wouldn't patronize. I'm totally against the idea of disrupting the Coney Island mythos and legacy and whatnot. But it's one of those things that, like, people are experimenting with so many different food styles, and what better thing to experiment with in Detroit than the Coney Island?
They just won't expect to see you there.
I'll try it once. You know, I'll give it a chance.
Okay, let's go a little deeper into one of these, because I think this is a little telling. Number 7 on your list, an agency that teaches new Detroiters not to be offensive. Explain.
Okay, so it seems like, you know, this is not to paint with a broad brush, but when you get into conversations with people, and these are usually young white people who move into the city of Detroit, let's just keep it honest. That's the population boom that we're seeing. But, you know, because, you know, there's so many social differences and so many cultural differences, it seems like a lot of times people just don't know how to talk to a black person or how to talk to a Latino person without sounding completely dense or out of touch. You know, it's not just a Detroit thing. We see it over and over and over again with these crazy BuzzFeed videos about, like, if I were, you know, things white people say to black people, and, you know, if the situation were reversed and something like that. And I think here in Detroit, you know, there's already a lot of tension, and all this tension has built up for so long. And this was sort of a tongue-in-cheek type of thing. I'm not sure how you would profit off of such a thing, but maybe there does need to be a coalition or a board or something. I've seen this a lot where people will write on Facebook, like, somebody just moved in next door to me and they don't talk to anyone. You know, it's an all-black or all-Hispanic block, and a white family or a white couple will move in and they'll invite their friends over and socialize within that circle, but they won't talk to any neighbors. They won't socialize. They just come in and out. And how does that make the neighbors around them feel? So, I mean, I think if we had something that sort of helped people, I'm not picturing everyone holding hands and singing Kumbaya or anything like that, but, you know, just simple things like talk to your neighbors, you know, or if you plan on opening a business, which is something that we've talked about a lot in different forms of media, don't dictate to the neighbors what's going to happen. Talk with the community about their concerns and whatnot.
So an agency that teaches new Detroiters not to be offensive, because, as you write, do we really need another handcraft distillery?
Don't get me wrong, I love those, and not a knock on them, but, like, I feel like there's just a lot of opportunity to not just do another cocktail place where everything costs $20 a cocktail, I guess.
Aaron Foley's blog on Jalopnik is Here Are Some Easy Rhymes with Lass, Ways to Make Money in Detroit. We put a link to the list on our website, michiganradio.org. Aaron, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Zoe.